WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning, and it's the very beginning stages here of what is going to be a pretty significant storm. We're going to have this nor'easter coming in. It's about 48 degrees right now as the wind is blowing, and it's wet and damp out there, but the torrential rain is coming soon. You're going to have some, it's going to be coming down really hard. You're going to have wind. You're going to have 50-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, they're saying this is going to be a very impactful storm. That shouldn't stop you from coming out tonight for a very spooky night. It's going to be the perfect weather to get spooky in the springtime, because I'm going to be talking about Ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle tonight at 6:30 at the old Dighton Town Hall, 1111 Somerset Ave in Dighton. It's being put on by the Dighton Public Library, but they're utilizing the old town hall space because the library is under renovation. I have found out from some folks they're having a little bit of trouble with their GPS getting exactly to 1111 Somerset Avenue in Dighton. It's taking them to Taunton. It's taking them to different places. So if that's the problem, just put in the Dighton Post Office at, I believe, 1210 Somerset Ave in Dighton. And then the old town hall is right across from that. And there's a parking lot. There's some parking spaces there. So you should be able to find a spot, no problem. And I'll be there 6:30 tonight. We're going to talk about what the Bridgewater Triangle is. And then I'm going to share some legends and lore. Yes, we're going to be talking about the Redheaded Hitchhiker. And I'll talk about some of my experiences investigating some of these places and play you audio clips and videos and all kinds of fun stuff. So 6:30 tonight, the old Dighton Town Hall, Ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle. Hope to see you there again. I know people are like, do I want to go out in this weather and go see Weisberg talk about ghosts? Trust me, it's always better when the weather outside is just as spooky as the stories that are happening inside. So hope to see you for that. Also, we have a story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about, and if you're a Hawthorne Medical Associates patient, you're going to want to pay attention to this, because apparently there is some kind of scam going on, or what Hawthorne is referring to as impersonation calls, where people are calling patients and telling them that Hawthorne no longer accepts Medicare and that they have to transfer them to another healthcare provider. And Hawthorne wants you to know that that is 100% not true. Hawthorne still accepts Medicare, does not have plans to stop accepting Medicare. So when those phone calls come in, don't believe them. And in fact, you should report them. You know, if you're not sure who they are, where they're from, hang up. But then maybe, you know, just call Hawthorne and say, just want to make sure that I'm still good. And what's funny is you hear about this, and so I saw it come up on social media. I'm not a Hawthorne patient, but I follow what they do so that I can inform you of it. And I saw this come up on social media. And I said, well, I wonder how many people that affected. Because I didn't see a lot of comments from people that said, oh, I got one of those calls. But when Brian Thomas came in last night to get ready to do Brian's beat, I told him, I was like, I've got something you just might want to mention on air. I just published it. You just might want to let people know if they're listening. And I told him what was up. And he said, that happened to him. And last night on the show, he explained, you can catch in the podcast, he explained everything that happened. But basically, I'll give you kind of the Cliff's Notes version. He was contacted by somebody who said that they needed to give him a new primary care doctor. And he said, I don't want a new primary care doctor. What's going on? Well, they no longer accept your insurance. So we have to find you one that does. And so the process, you know, his BS meter, we'll say, started going off a little bit. And so he contacted Hawthorne and find out, no, you don't have to change your primary care. Yes, we still accept your insurance. And he realized then that, you know, this is not an accurate situation. But some people, I'm sure, you know, had no reason not to believe it. So when this person is calling them and telling them we need to change your, they're going and changing their primary care physician. Now, I don't know what this is. Is this a scam by some other medical company to get you to start switching over to their doctor? Or is this a scam to try to get some of your information? Well, I can get you a new doctor. I just got to get a little bit of information. I need your name. I need your address. I need your phone number. I need your social security number. I need your mother's maiden name. I need the name of your first pet. I need to know the street that you grew up on. You know, I don't know. But the bottom line is Hawthorne wants you to know that they are still taking Medicare. They still plan on taking Medicare. They're not taking it, if that doesn't make you more confused. So basically, if you got this phone call, ignore it. If you got the phone call and started giving them information and think that, you know, you might have changed your doctor through this or given them information, let the police department know. And then if you do get the phone call, if you haven't yet, but you do get the phone call, hang up. Now, what happens in a lot of these cases is when it gets publicized, when it gets put out on the news, or when it gets called out by the entity that's being misrepresented, in this case, Hawthorne Medical Associates, a lot of times then, you know, the jig is up and the scam ends. They stop trying to call people, but that doesn't mean that they definitely will. You still might get a phone call. They might count on, well, maybe people haven't heard this news yet. Let's squeeze another day or two out of trying to flim-flam these people. So just be aware, if you get one of those phone calls, it is not legitimate. And if you're not sure, you could always check with Hawthorne to be sure. Now, I think most people know that I go through South Coast Health because I've had my actual doctors on the air for segments when we were talking about things like Kidney Cancer Awareness Month and other issues. So I have them, I have my insurance company, I have a company that works with our insurance company, works on your behalf with the insurance company. So I've got layers of protection and people I can check with to make sure that this, you know, if this was to happen to me, I could go and check right away and say, is this legitimate? But that can also get confusing too. Because unless you keep track of everything in your mind, if somebody calls up and they're like, hi, I'm calling from Medical Advice People Incorporated. And you're like, okay, yes, we represent you, the insured. And, you know, unless you verify that this is somebody that actually works, you don't know. You don't know that they're giving you accurate and truthful information. You've got to do a little research. So don't give anybody that information on the first call. I mean, the biggest thing is if it comes in blocked call, if it comes in without an identifying caller ID on it, you know, that should be the first clue that something's up. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a scam. A lot of times what happens is they farm out this work to people that stay at home. People that have to work from home for various reasons. So they farm this work out to them. So they get, I know somebody that does this with medical records. They call somebody about their medical records all the time. And they work from home. They've got a big computer monitor and they get a list of numbers to call every day. Or I think it might be weekly. But they get all these numbers and then they have to go through and they're calling from a number that they have. That they, I don't know if she pays for it or not, but they have this number that's their number. So it's not going to come up as being from your medical provider. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I'm so glad you brought that up. I have a friend, and this is a lifelong friend, over almost 60 years now, and she's anti-Trump. So she's blaming him for everything. She still keeps telling me all the time, he's taking away our Medicare, blah, blah, blah. So now this came up, and I still keep telling her, if he's taking away, why do you still have it? She has no answers, because she just doesn't like him and going to blame him. Now, I did hear something, I think. And I think the way they said it was, he might take Medicare or cut it in some way for people who are able to work and do not work. Something like that.
Well, I mean, I can tell you this much, at least from what I've been reading and paying attention to, that Trump actually wants to cut it less than some of the Republicans that were, you know, pushing back on this. There were Republicans that wanted to have deeper cuts, and Trump knows that that's not a savvy political move because they know what happened when they tried to, you know, repeal the Affordable Care Act. So I think he's looking at it from a political perspective of, you know, it's better if we don't cut it that deep, and they're pushing for deeper. But I guess now that they've, you know, they've passed it in the House, that maybe, you know, maybe they've made some concessions on that.
Something else I wanted to bring up. Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can see that lady loves her husband. We all know that. But how do we know? I know you call me conspiracy theorist and all that stuff. But anyway, this is an idea that came in my head. And it should have came in my head a long time ago, and I'm kind of angry that it didn't. So I must be slipping. But we all know that Joe Biden, I don't know if you agree with that, but I don't feel he was ever running the country. I believe it was Obama behind the Iron Curtain. And I think that if he can control Biden and Kamala, what makes us think he wasn't controlling Jill, too? Like, if you don't like what we're doing with Joe, too bad. You're going to accept it. I will just kill you and kill him, too. Like, they killed his cook over there in the water. I mean, who's to say they weren't controlling and threatening that lady? We don't know.
I mean, I look at it like this. You know, President Obama is, you know, making millions of dollars to go and speak and write books and produce things with Netflix. And why does he need to try to be the puppeteer running the government?
Because he wanted to remain president. And he would be president again if they voted him in again. You don't think he likes the control that he has? He said it once himself, and it's on video. That he said, if I could be in some room in a cellar somewhere or where I could talk to them through, I don't know, speakers or earphones, whatever, how they do it. Like he said, he would do that if he could. Now, we all know that Joe didn't comprehend anything that he was doing.
And well, that's not accurate.
It has to be coming. It has to be coming from Obama. He's the one that was, and I said this before, and now I saw something on the internet yesterday that I said, wow, I've been saying that for a long time. And what I was saying was that Obama was indoctrinated and trained from a young boy to be president of the United States. They were going to get in India. It took years because he was growing. But when he was in college, they went after him the most. They were training him all those college years, and he finally got in. 2 terms, and look what they managed to do to us. I mean, I know how you feel about Trump, But I don't know how you feel about Obama. You never mentioned anything. I haven't heard.
Well, because I'm not a fan of people. Like I don't look at politicians as a way that I have to exalt them all the time. But I thought Obama did a great job.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kamala too. You believed in Kamala too all the way.
I mean, she was in a binary choice. She was my choice. If you could have given me, you know, any candidate, she probably wouldn't have stood out amongst my favorites. But in a binary choice, she was my choice.
Really?
Yeah.
Even after what she did at the borders, all these people coming in, murderers and killers and unvetted and bringing diseases, and it was still
okay. Well, whose fault is it? Is it Kamala's fault? Is it Obama's fault? You have to pick one. You can't blame everybody.
What do you mean? Is it their fault? Is it their fault the way they are so mean and evil? What question is that?
No, you just say 1 minute everything's Obama's fault, and next now Kamala was running the border. Who?
Oh, she's with him. He's controlling her too. Well, you're way behind. You don't understand what I'm saying.
I just can't get my brain into the same conspiracy mode that you can.
So you still think that if Obama was president today, you'd be good with that?
No, you served two terms. He already served two terms. That's it.
I didn't say that. I asked you if he could be president today was the question.
If there wasn't a two-term limit?
Naturally, it would be a three-term if he got in there. You understand my question. You're dancing around it.
No. I'm just trying to make sure.
Okay,
so
if Kamala was president, okay if she was president?
Yeah, I would prefer that.
After all the things that she said, even on camera, that everybody heard. The things that she wanted to do. If she
still would prefer,
president.
I would have taken a brain dead Joe Biden over what we have right now.
Oh, you don't mean that.
You could have had Joe Biden's head floating in a tank next to Ted Williams, and I would have taken that over what we have right now.
Well, you know what? It's either you're eating poison sandwiches or something's going on. Your head is crooked. You know, I don't want to yell at you like I used to do because we seem to be getting along. And I don't mind it, but when you say things that are so far off, I don't even believe y'all that way. I just think you're saying that so you can stir things up, get more calls to BSM of other people telling you you're nuts. You're nuts.
I definitely will. I'll definitely get those calls, I'm sure. If not calls, I'll definitely get app chat messages.
All right. Have a good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
All right. I got to take a break anyway. We'll take a commercial break here. When we come back, we'll get the news with Mike. He has updated things for us, so you'll get the latest on all the things that are happening around the world, and then we can get your calls on the other side. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
New report on unsafe sunscreen, a possible measles outbreak after a concert in New Jersey, and Pope Leo's Illinois home up for sale.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A spokesperson for former President Biden is saying his last known prostate cancer screen happened over a decade ago. Spokesperson says that the last screening for Biden prior to Friday came in 2014, that he had never been diagnosed with the disease. Biden was diagnosed with an aggressive stage 4 prostate cancer over the weekend that has spread to the bone. Delaware has become the 11th state to legalize assisted suicide. Democratic Governor Matt Myers signed the End of Life Options Act, which allows doctors assisted suicide for certain terminally ill patients. The measure, which will take effect next year, will allow mentally capable adults who have been given 6 months or less to live the option to end their lives. Giant ships have been arriving along the Hudson River as the annual Fleet Week kicked off in New York City. The USS New York, one of the several military ships, docked and open for free for the public tours this week. Roughly 1,300 Navy, U.S. Coast Guard, and Marines are in New York, involved in military demonstrations, performances, and competitions. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum on Manhattan's West Side will also be hosting numerous activities leading up to a ceremony on Memorial Day Monday. Health officials are warning of a potential measles outbreak during last week's Shakira concert at MetLife Stadium. Here's Andrew Whitman.
New Jersey health officials say the possible exposures happened during the Thursday night concert Attendance, more than 54,000 people. They say an out-of-state resident was at the show with the measles. Anyone who was there and thinks they may have been exposed is urged to call ahead before visiting a doctor, urgent care, or ER. They say symptoms could develop as late as June 6th. And doctors remind everyone that the best defense against the measles is to be vaccinated against them.
President Trump adding fuel to his feud with Bruce Springsteen. The president posted an edited video showing him hitting Springsteen with an animated golf ball and the music star falling on stage. The two had been trading insults over recent days, with Springsteen kicking off his tour in England and telling the crowd that the U.S. is, quote, currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration. This prompted a response from the president in which he fired back, saying he was never a fan of Springsteen or his music or political views. Less than a quarter of sunscreens on the market effectively protecting the skin. That's according to the 2025 Annual Guide to Sunscreen put out by the Environmental Working Group. The group looked into more than 2,200 products and found less than 500 did a good job. The report also called out what they are saying are deceptive marketing practices, outdated formulas, and concerning ingredients that could pose health risks. It also warned about the inhalation dangers associated with sunscreen sprays. The village of Dalton, Illinois, is planning to buy Pope Leo XIV's childhood home. The village attorney says that they intend to buy the house either through direct purchase or maybe through eminent domain powers. The current owner had planned to sell the home to the highest bidder in an auction next month. The Pope's parents bought the brick house brand new in 1949.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Mets last night at Fenway, 5-1. Orioles come to town tonight at 6:45.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Today starts wet, today ends wet. That's the theme of the day, wet and windy, thanks to a late-season nor'easter that's made its way into southern New England. Now, just a reminder, nor'easter doesn't mean there's going to be snow, nothing of that sort, but super soggy rounds of rain throughout the day. Wind gusts as well, getting up to 35 miles per hour or greater as we look along the coast especially. We could see those numbers get pretty big, so be careful as you're heading out the door. That goes doubly in terms of the afternoon. We could see some minor coastal flooding as the tides get high later in the afternoon and early evening. If you happen to encounter a flooded roadway or two, remember, turn around, don't drown, never drive over flooded roads. You don't know the integrity of the roadway underneath the water, and we want everyone to stay safe. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. Say, Barry's got an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about George Wendt and about how the Cheers in Boston is honoring him. So if you want to make a pilgrimage up there to pay homage to George Wendt or the Norm Peterson character, he's got all the information there for you. And that's going to kind of inspire tomorrow's Fun Friday question. Tomorrow is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And I try to have a question each day, each Fun Friday, that is just something fun to talk about. And because of the passing of George Wendt, we're going to have a, we'll just say a sitcom-related question for you tomorrow. The TV one seemed to do pretty well. Last week, we got a lot of response with people telling us about their first car. But tomorrow, we're going to talk a little TV, sitcom related, with our fun Friday question. And you'll have to tune in tomorrow morning to find out more about that. Or you can check out our WBSM Facebook page. We put it up there on Friday morning as well. So there's some good news for coffee fans out there. And we've got the story on the website, on the app, that Saturday will be the official opening of the season for the Mirasol's Cafe on Pier 3. The New Bedford location of Mirasol's Cafe opens on Saturday. And if you've ever been to that one, you know it's a little bit smaller than the ones in Dartmouth and Fairhaven. But it's really nice when you're out there and kind of walking around on the waterfront or walk downtown, going over there and getting yourself a chippy or whatever else that you want to enjoy. But we've got more of that. Actually, Michaela has the story for us at WBSM.com and on the app. Michaela from the MGM show on Fun 107. You hear her talking about Mirasol's here on the station. So you can check that out. I know that's a big deal for New Bedford people because they say, well, it's closer for me to go there to get my chippy. And depending on what time and what day you go, the lines might be a little bit shorter. Although I find that when I go to the one in Fairhaven, having that drive through is hugely beneficial. But we are a very caffeinated area here on the South Coast. Just in the last couple of weeks alone, we've written probably half a dozen stories about coffee. Because it's my job to kind of monitor, you know, the things that we write and, you know, keep track of things so that I can tell somebody, oh, you know, we already wrote that. You might have missed it on the website, but we already wrote it. But also because, you know, I like to see what the audience is interested in. And then I utilize that data to not only write about more of what you like, but also to know what you want to talk about here on the air. And coffee is a big deal around here. And people are kind of breaking out of that mold of, not there's anything wrong with Dunkin'. If you're a Dunkin' person, that's fine. But people are trying to breaking out of that mold of, you know, we're just a bunch of Dunkin' drinkers around here. You know, now we've got multiple Starbucks locations. There are people who prefer that. We've got the Mirasol's kind of mini chain with three locations that'll be open starting this weekend, at least seasonally. And then we've got all kinds of great independent coffee shops all over the place. We have Society moving into New Bedford, into the Kilburn Mill. Society is one of the growing places that people are all about these days. The original Taunton one was so beloved, and they opened one in Somerset. Now they're going to have one in New Bedford in Kilburn Mill and the former Doco space. So yeah, we love coffee. And I know that it's something that you are interested in. So you can check that out. Kristen wrote a great story too a little while back that you can check out too about the most caffeinated coffees on the South Coast. I think a lot of people know, you know, that the chippy gives you that extra buzz, but that's not the only one on the South Coast. There are a lot of coffees out there that are, you know, some people go out to get like a beer when they go to a brewery. They go to the beer menu, and instead of looking at necessarily the flavors, they're looking at, and the style of beer, they're looking at the ABV. They want something with the highest alcohol by volume. And if I'm going out and having like one beer at a place, I won't lie to you. I look at that and be like, well, what's 7, 8, 9, 10%? And then if it's an IPA, I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting that. But if it's something else, because I'm not an IPA person, I can't do it. I accidentally ordered one at the 99 a few weeks ago, and I got the big one, and I had to choke it down, and I said, no, not doing this again. So anyway, just as some people look at, you know, alcohol by volume when they're ordering a beer, there are people who look at how caffeinated a coffee is and say, I want the one that's going to give me the biggest buzz. And so she put together a list of all the ones that have that give you the biggest buzz here on the South Coast from Taunton to Tiverton. Because we know sometimes you only have time for that one coffee, so you got to make sure you get the most out of it, right? 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We're going to take a break here and be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. Say, we've always got great content for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And sometimes it's things that, you know, are places you might want to go and check out for yourself. Sometimes it's information you might need to know. Sometimes it's something that you might never have even thought about. We had a story up the other day that Massachusetts may see a demand for bike repair mechanics. That there's a need for more bike mechanics. Why? Well, partially because it is a lost art to some degree. There aren't nearly as many bike shops as there used to be because there aren't as many places to go out and get bikes as there used to be. You know, now it's like people who want to get an expensive bike, they know where to get an expensive bike. And then people who just want to go out and get a bike usually end up at Walmart. And honestly, when you go to Walmart and you buy one of those bikes there, you're kind of overpaying for something that's just not great. I mean, I remember when I could walk into Walmart and get a bike for 70, 80 bucks. That was decent enough. You know, I'm not taking it on an actual mountain, but, you know, it's a mountain bike that you can ride around your neighborhood. Now it's like 300 bucks to get a bike. And part of the reason why is because bicycling has become a big hobby again. So now industry needs to kind of expand again to meet that need. You know, those the bike shops that have been everywhere. Obviously, we've got great bike shops around that have been around forever, but a lot of them kind of fell off, and because they didn't get as many people riding bikes anymore. But now that people are riding bikes, now they're looking to get more bike shops out there. Because the pandemic got people back into bicycling. I think that's a big part of it. I think also, you know, these e-bikes have also increased bicycle ridership as well. I think the cost of driving a car between insurance and gas and everything else and repairing it has people riding bikes more. But what it all boils down to is you could do pretty well for yourself as a bicycle mechanic. And certainly in some of the urban areas, especially around Boston, you know, you could make a good living for yourself just fixing bikes. Something that we used to like to do as a kid that was fun. We used to like to Frankenstein bikes together. My cousin lived near the town barn in Halifax, and he would just go and any bike that somebody threw away, he would like take it back and piece it together with other parts of other bikes that he had rescued. And he would put these bicycles together. And then if somebody needed a bike, he'd be like, yeah, here you go. He did it just because he liked doing it. And so those bikes would have, you know, probably been turned into scrap metal. And instead they got new life. Now you really can't do that as much anymore. And I hate to keep lamenting on the quality of what's out there now, but you know, you go and buy these bikes at Walmart, they just don't hold up. And nobody's turning them into anything afterward. You know, they're getting turned into scrap. They're not solid. They bend easy. They break easy. They're not worth fixing. You want to get a real bike. You go to a nice bike shop. You know, we've got a couple here. There's one in Fairhaven. Course yesteryear in New Bedford, you go there and get a quality bike, you'll probably pay right around the same as what you would have paid at Walmart for one of those cheap ones, but you'll get better use out of it and it'll last. I mean, my cousin and I, we used to just have bikes wherever. I had a bike at his house. He didn't really come to my house that much, but if he did, he'd have one there. We both had bikes at my grandparents' house. Like, we just had bikes, so we would keep places. So that you always had one to ride around on. Where is that generation of people? We need you. All you Gen Xers that grew up fixing your own bikes, we need you now to help repair other people's bikes. All right, I've got to take a break here. My final one for this hour, 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And I really love my sweet thing, which this morning is my cup of coffee. So if you want to call in and chime in, we've got a whole new hour coming up. After the news, we're going to have the ABC News. We'll get the latest on everything that's been going on, including that horrific shooting in Washington, D.C. And, of course, we can discuss it on the other side if you'd like to do that. We also have the South Coast News with Mike Roberts coming up, too. And then, of course, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We also have, in just a few hours, your first